Art Ventures, a nonprofit gallery in Fayetteville, is celebrating Black History Month with an exhibit titled Frame of Mind. Showcasing rising Black artists from around the country, the exhibit and an accompanying lecture explore African American life, art, and the nuances of perspective. Ozarks at Large's Daniel Carruth has this story.
In the gallery of the Faulkner Performing Arts Center at the University of Arkansas, Sharon Killian stands in front of what looks like a black and tan carpet. The deceptive piece is from textile artist Morgan Bain.
It's called The Anxiety of the Unseen. And when you stand directly in front of it, it just looks like, you know, woven tan and black. But as you walk past it, you will see MLK come to life. As you know, there are sweet spots. Okay? Like where I am right now, I can definitely see it.
This is Frame of Mind, the latest exhibition from Art Ventures, a nonprofit artist collective in Fayetteville. Killian, board president of Art Ventures, says perspective is a theme that runs through all of the art in this show.
For this one, we thought that it could encompass a wide range of black thought from many different perspectives, not just perspective as to, you know, where I'm from, but also historical perspectives.
And the pieces in the exhibit range in medium from clay to photography to textiles and paintings. Killian says a key element of the show is to explore African-American identity in contemporary society and art.
Really stamping the fact that here I am, here we are. And within these portraits, you know, you find messages of experience.
She points to photographs by artist Zora Murph, a boy standing in a blue graduation cap and gown framed by vibrant green vines growing through dilapidated buildings.
You know, it gives you a chance to maybe go a little bit further, to bring you photographs of black people in a current state of affairs. On first glance, you might look at any one of these and say, oh, it's just a portrait about, you know. But you have to look a little further to see where the photograph is taken. You have to look to see, you know, there are a couple here that shows foliage growing into and through a building. Well, why is that happening? You know, you read further, you look further, and you'll find that, okay, there's a particular area of the country, a particular state, and a particular neighborhood that was built directly through and changed everything, changed the whole face of a community.
For University of Arkansas history professor Carrie Banton, the exhibition is a backdrop for understanding the white gaze in art and culture.
The white gaze is basically defined as how people exist in a white supremacist society, right, and have to police themselves or reposition or structure their movements with this idea that someone is looking. You do it in a way that is palatable to white people because they structure and frame what is acceptable. And so the white gaze, it kind of traps black people in terms of their imagination.
Banton, who is presenting a talk around the exhibition, says she sees the artist in Frame of Mind often subverting or toying with this concept.
So with Frame of Mind, I'm observing the presentation of the black features on these images and how the images are structured on or positioned on the paper that invites people to look and what it invites people to see according to the position.
At the Faulkner Center, Killian walks up to a piece by Eric Andre, a gun on a pedestal with two shackled fists underneath it.
And he works in all media, and this is ceramics and wood.
Killian says she hopes when people visit the gallery, they'll see a complete and diverse portrait of African-American life from black perspectives.
All of these artists are black people, okay? And we're not just one little group somewhere that, you know, maybe Crystal Burgess has been able to gather together from a historical perspective, that we are here still, and we are producing artwork, and we're making statements, and that there's a place, Art Ventures, that believes in expressing it and showing it.
Frame of Mind runs through March 6th at the Faulkner Performing Arts Center on the University of Arkansas campus, and the lecture, Black Artist and the White Gaze, is Monday night at 6:30 p.m. in the gallery. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Daniel Carruth.